This is CyberSound, your simplified and fundamentals-focused source for all things cybersecurity.
Welcome to CyberSound. I'm your host, Jason Pufall, joined by Michael Grandy.
Here.
And Brian Brehart on the line today. Brian, thanks for joining. Actually, I think you're going to join for a few upcoming episodes. So
I will join as many times as you want.
I know. Well, and we chatted internally. We said, you know, we need somebody with big personality. And so in with Brian.
Right. And we couldn't find that person. So you got me.
You get what you can, right? So today, actually, we're gonna have a couple of conversations around sort of the idea of, you know, loosely idea of Internet of Things, right? And I think we're going to focus today a little bit on having a conversation around the personal aspect, like your home related devices and security, things people need to think about. And, you know, in many ways, I think we think of those similarly in that sort of small business space, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. That convenience of, you know, access and constant sort of updates of what's happening in a different place, maybe based on your geographical location. Your home, if not a home office, it's an office that you need to be worrying about or thinking about, climate control, et cetera. We'll go through all the list, but yeah.
All the conveniences, right?
Yeah.
So I'll start off because we were kind of thinking about this a little bit in preparation. I probably have a smarter home than I'd like. If I'm really boiling it down, and I think it comes down to me a lot of security versus convenience. There's great home internet devices that I have, like my smart thermostat. It's super helpful, right? We travel on weekends. You want to turn your heat down. You want to turn your heat up. Come home to a warm house. Like, the convenience is great. They're a complete black box to me, quite frankly.
Yeah, one of the areas in the same vein when we fit out our office space was. The environmental control company came in with a new climate control system and everything was wireless. It was the first time I'd ever known of a wireless thermostat. Mm. And very quickly, we were corrected on the correct protocols to put that on a separate network and how to protect it and harden it from our security experts. But yeah, I think there's so many things out there. We could enumerate that pretty easily.
So yeah. And, you know, it is good that you mentioned that the separate network, because my internet provider, if you go with their equipment, doesn't have the ability to create a guest network.
There you go.
So I told them, yeah, no, I'll use my own router, thanks, because I do have, you know, some smart devices, you know, my television, especially ever since the, you know, like the Apple TV or the Chromecast came out.
Right.
You know, all the television providers are putting on like their kind of own, you know, apps. And so I don't want that on the same thing I share data or my, you know, my computers and stuff. So, you know, I said, no, please just turn off the DHCP on, you know, the automatic addressing on my modem, and I'll handle that. So I could put those things on a guest network that aren't, you know, they just go to the internet. They don't have to do anything else. And
so and let me jump in here for a second then, because so, you know, we're a Roku household for the most part. They're cheap, right? $35 to $50 basically. And you can take any TV and make it consistent, make it smart. If you want to use your phone as the remote, now you have to be on the same network, which means all of a sudden you're forced with the choice of putting your phone on your guest network. Again, the sort of security versus convenience concept. Normally, my phone is just on my internal network, and I'm curious. Do you, for your mobile devices, do you put them on guest, or are they just part of your normal network? Because you're always making these choices.
Yeah, so I will say for the Apple TV, that one's on the main network, but that's only because it's essentially the same thing as my tablet or my phone already. I mean, it's doing the exact same thing. So, and I have Apple devices, tablets, and phones. So to me, it's kind of the same, you know, it's, as they like to say, it's the same walled garden. So I trust that. My TV, on the other hand, well, that one actually is plugged directly in. So that's a hardwired to the internet. So it doesn't matter about Wi-Fi. That's another thing. If you can, you know, one thing that'll help is if they can be, you know, and you have the technical savvy to do
firewalled.
This.
Yeah.
Try and hardwire them in. Try and, you know, put a cable into it. If you got a, you know, I know it'd be tough, like in the kitchen, like if you had a smart stove or a smart fridge or smart dishwasher, that one is the one that really was like, I don't need that level of control over doing my dishes. You know, if I forget to turn it on, oops,
right, turn it on.
I just forgot to turn
it on. I do have the dumbest smart stove known to man. And luckily, it's basically never connected. So I don't have to worry about actually somebody firing that off.
Didn't know a smart stove.
Yeah, if you're on a walk, you can preheat it. So it's ready to roll when you get home. Wow. But luckily, it only maintains an internet connection about 5 minutes out of every week. And so it's pretty useless.
So, you know, I think there's a few, so many interesting things that, you know, we're walking through the convenience, security versus convenience, right? And I think that's sort of one of the main takeaways here. What about the sort of home management systems that are out there, like the Google Home
or your lights,
and your light management system? You know, I remember we had a gaggle of girls, you know, 7-8-year-old girls over the house. For a dance practice, for a talent show for my daughter's school, and one of them said out loud, "Alexa, play," and then the song that they were dancing to, and we all sort of looked around at each other, wondering, you know, at home I have Alexa, all I have to do is say, do something,
but not at your
and
home.
It comes not at my home.
Yeah.
Oh, so she assumed you.
She
had
assumed one. We all had it.
Funny.
But I guess you know, my question really goes to, what about those sort of devices? Because I think, you know, one of the big pitfalls with a lot of this technology is the ability to update firmware and patch vulnerabilities. I for sure, I've never patched the baby cameras, the monitors, right, for our young kids that are in their room over the crib. Never thought to patch those or update the, you know, the operating system there. So,
So to your point, since we are a security company, and we should probably make some
segue into security.
Right. I will say this. I am not in any way against the concept of the smart house, the smart device, the Internet of Things. What I do, as someone that people come to for advice on how to implement these things, you know, I remind them they need to be updated.
Yeah.
Do you have a method to update, to make sure that they're patched? Does the vendor supply patches? Do they do them automatically? You know, that's one reason, like my Apple TV, that gets automatically updated on a regular. So
yeah, reputable
iOS
vendor
has an update. Yeah. But to your point, the baby monitors, those are ones you're going to have to dig a little deeper.
Yeah.
Because the assumption is they're, you know, they're just baby monitors. They're cameras you watch your kids with when they're little. And, you know, it gives you a kind of peace of mind. If you go out and you have a babysitter, you can still, but let's not forget their software that run these and software gets outdated, and it may be outdated when they built it. You know, a lot of the underlying OS are like old, and I mean old, like Linux, because it had such a small footprint, you know, barely took, you know, how many megabytes to run it.
And it's free to license, you know, most likely things like that. So, I think the interesting now my kids are older, so I'm not using cameras, but you know, at that age, I'm happy to see my kids. I don't want somebody else seeing my kids. And I think, you know, so there's a legitimate privacy issue with somebody, you know, remotely getting access to these cameras or doing something. You know, and there's a real sensitivity to that.
Yeah. And I was very grateful that, you know, that my brother, our partner, came over, and when he set up the firewall and the wireless in the house, you know, enterprise grade, everything, made sure to set up separate networks for all of the, you know, different appliances that might talk to home, you know, that need to get out to the internet and do things like that. But I was just going through the list of the things that have been added since then, and making sure that, you know, geez, did I, which network did I put the washing machine on? And right. I can't believe that we have a smart washing machine because it serves no purpose. If you're not standing in front of the, who is removing the clothes?
Right,
from
or
the
loading it to start.
And loading it and folding the clothes. It's true. And I probably should not even be the person having this conversation about that since I'm not very good at it. But yeah, it's, we add, we're just constantly adding items at home in our work life, you know, all new things that have connectivity. Sometimes security comes, we're thinking about security second
and
or
most
third.
People aren't going to make, unfortunately, because I think we are getting to a point where this type of technology in the home is getting much more common. Even if it's not a, you know, a fully wired smart home, you're still adding the TVs, the thermostats, the stoves, right? All these things we're talking about. You made a, maybe you didn't have to make the investment, right? Because you're forced enough to own a security company. But most folks probably have to go out and buy at least equipment that is reasonable, capable of doing this, right? So, you know, a router with a legitimate firewall and the ability to have a bunch of network segments is great. Most people don't know how to implement it. And yet I think we're at a point where most homes probably deserve some amount of security like that.
Yeah. And you're hearing, sorry, Brian, you're hearing a lot about these big internet providers talking about security now when they're handing you the devices. Yes, right. But really, it's only for sort of a small segment of filtering maybe that they're doing on the router or some other things. They're not really thinking about sort of preventing access inside of your house or vulnerabilities that exist, you know, when you're wireless and things like that.
Yeah. And, you know, and there's also it. These things are coming out so rapidly that there's no oversight on, you know, there's no, you know, we like to look to, you know, government entities to, you know, monitor, you know, things like NIST, right? This is what they do. You know, they create these standards and they say, well, you'll have this, and this. They don't have that yet. We don't have that. The FTC doesn't have any things for it, to my knowledge, nor do I know if they're working on any. And I'm a pretty political guy, and I haven't heard anything. But so for people implementing these things, it's kind of, you know, the last time I was on, we joked about how people don't know how to program a VCR, and now we're telling them, and because there aren't these standards, this falls on you. Yeah, so
right.
Here's the best way to do this.
Yeah, you're now an IT professional, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You want the convenience. You're going to have to implement the security.
Yeah.
And the good news is there are a lot of consumer focused websites and yes, even actual magazines. You remember those?
I don't know. I turned to YouTube for all my training for that.
Yeah.
Right?
YouTube's got it.
Real periodicals.
Yeah, so they'll take you through it. You know, and so that's at least, you know, there are people stepping up to help the home user because they do recognize that, you know, it's like why we're talking about it here. You know, these are the things you have to think about. You have to think about, okay, you need a router with a firewall. That itself needs to be updated on a regular basis. You need to consider how you're connecting these devices. Is it wireless? If you, again, like I said earlier, if you can put a cable into it, it will help with security because you don't have that, you know, data flowing around the air. Keep those updated, you know, make sure that the firewall, if you have to call your provider, they can help you configure it. So, I mean, it's not just plug and play, you know, there's a lot to consider because there's a lot you can have. You know, like say smart door locks.
Yeah.
They figure out how to open those. They just walk right into your house.
Yeah.
And wow. What happens if your security system is attached to that too, when they just turn it off? And, you know, so yeah, it's what price convenience.
And it's such a tricky thing, like the smart door lock conversation, because on the one hand, sure, right, you could circumvent that and get in the house, but you could pick a lock pretty easily.
Sure.
If you really want to get in, you know, my house is no fortress. You know, break a window. So I do waffle on things like that, feeling like how much energy do I want to put on the door? It should be locked, right? But if any determined person is going to get in anyway. And that's kind of where I waffle back and forth with. I don't have six deadbolts on my front door, right? I've got my traditional lock and a key.
Right.
If I swap that out with a smart lock, is it more or less secure? I'm not really sure.
Yeah, and I'm thinking about some, you know, access control, some businesses, or when you're a part of a larger real estate building or setup. Let's say you rent an office somewhere, and they have key card badge access, right? You've got access control implemented at so many different places. You know, you're just thinking about, hey, access to my, I just want to get in the front door and get to my office. Well, you're not really sure what's happening on the back end of those things or what else is connected to those systems. So they're all considerations, I think. You know, I'm just walking through ourselves with our buildings and our real estate, figuring out, did we do that the right way? Did we set it up correctly? Is our cloud, video system, is configured correctly? And thankfully, I know that it is, but I think a lot of businesses, small businesses,
and happy it works.
Homeowners, honestly, they just want it to work.
Yeah,
they want to be able to get in, be have consistency, know what to do if the power goes out. Right, that's a whole nother consideration there. But
So I think it's probably kind of time to wrap up. The interesting part about this is we spent, whatever this is, the last 12 or 15 minutes talking about what I'll say is just the security aspect of this, really not touching too much on the privacy piece. And, there's a whole conversation to be had. And frankly, for me, that's probably the bigger concern for most of this typically is the privacy aspect.
Yeah.
And don't forget, now we're all starting to drive our electric vehicles into our garage, which are also completely internet enabled. Like, this has tendrils and it goes and goes.
Yeah.
So we, we might have to run this back from a privacy standpoint, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, that is a whole other conversation.
We'll have to do a third one. This will be an Internet of Things series at this rate.
Absolutely.
So, all right. Hey, Brian, Michael, thanks for joining.
Yeah.
If people have questions, of course, about here's what I've got at home, and can you give me some tips on how to secure it? We're certainly happy to answer it. I'm going to use actually, I'll give Brian the opportunity to talk about our like button. What do we do?
Yeah, smash that like button. Definitely, if you're on here, it does help. It helps spread the word, and it helps get us, all the Google stuff.
Right.
So,
right. And our goal here is to educate. So the more people hear it, the better. So as always, thanks for listening. Hope you got value out of it. And we'll talk privacy soon.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Bye.
Yes, sir.
We'd love to hear your feedback. Feel free to get in touch at Vancord on LinkedIn. And remember, stay vigilant, stay resilient. This has been Cybersound.